This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A car crash involving an RTD train south of Denver has left one person dead. Officials say early this morning the driver drove off a highway ramp and onto the light rail tracks below. This happened in Lone Tree near the C-470 and I-25 interchange. RTD says parts of the E and H lines remain out of service. Bus shuttles are in place instead. Western Slope Republicans are appealing to Governor Jared Polis and his libertarian streak in order to stop gun legislation recently passed by state lawmakers. A bill adding restrictions on semi-automatic weapons sales awaits his signature. Mesa County Commissioner Cody Davis says he wants to see a veto.
You've claimed to be a libertarian and you respect the rights and constitutional rights of Coloradans. Prove it today, Governor Polis. Protect our rights, our safety, and our community.
The measure would require people to go through in-person training and get a permit in order to buy most guns with detachable magazines. With just days to go before the NBA playoffs, the Denver Nuggets have fired their head coach, Michael Malone. In 10 seasons with the team, Malone is the winningest coach in franchise history, and that led them to a championship just 2 years ago. The Nuggets are currently headed to the NBA playoffs with just 3 games left in a competitive Western Conference. The news has stunned the league. Also, the team won't extend its contract with Kelvin Booth, who led the front office for the last 3 years. The 2023 championship is the only NBA title in team history. This afternoon, look for cloudy skies in Denver. This is CPR News.